I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudanese Christians are usually fleeing persecution or conflict when they take refuge in Egypt. But in recent days, the environment in Egypt towards Sudanese nationals is less welcoming. Our contact recently learned of the mass arrest of over 300 Sudanese by Egyptian authorities. We spoke with Faisal, a Sudanese Christian in Egypt, with his own arrest story. A translator helps tell it.
He went once to the police station because he had relatives inside, and they arrested him and took him into the police station, and they were beating him. And the police officer told him that was beating him that we're not scared of the states, and the states can't do anything to us, and the states doesn't want to accept you.
Right now, these refugees feel trapped with no way forward. So let's pray for hope and encouragement to saturate the Sudanese church in Egypt. And there are a few reasons why FMI's upcoming conference in Pakistan is set to be its biggest yet. One of the reasons being that this year, Christians are matching donations to FMI to help pastors attend the conference. But the money isn't coming from the most expected place. It's coming from inside Pakistan. And it's this which signals to FMI its work with pastors is fruitful. FMI's Bruce Allen.
Part of that maturity comes about in that they become more or increasingly independent of foreign funding. And they're able to replicate their faith in other communities around them.
And the Pakistani Christians are doing just this. In fact, in Pakistan, FMI saw more people come to Christ in 2017 than it did in all of its fields of operation in 2016. So let's pray for this conference and the pastors who are attending. And would you prayerfully consider giving a gift to empower a pastor with God's word? We'll share more details at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.